This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, March 27th. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Disaster aid could go with farm aid. Specialty crop aid in flux and farmers at the White House today. The price tag for a new package of farm aid appears to be growing. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota telling AgriPulse, lawmakers have been talking about $7 billion in disaster assistance to go with the $50 billion or more being discussed in economic aid. Total cost of the package could range up to $22 billion, he said yesterday. Hoeven, working with Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman and House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson on an aid package that could potentially be added to a supplemental spending bill for the Iran war. It's been working towards a supplemental that would include perhaps the military funding, some weather disaster, and then some ag disaster to finish out the farm bridge assistance, Hoeven says in a separate interview for AgriPulse newsmakers. Thompson wants to earmark $10 billion in new economic assistance for specialty crops. But Hoeven, who chairs the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, says Thompson's number may be high. I think there will be substantial funding for specialty crops. I'm not ready to say it's going to be 10, he said. Bozeman told reporters on Monday the specialty crop set-aside had not been settled and that he intends to work with Thompson, Hoeven, and other Senate Ag members to, quote, arrive at a number. This week's newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. The agriculture world is abuzz over a White House gathering today for farmers and ranchers from across the country. The guessing game of who will attend and what news might be announced started 2 weeks ago after word got out about the event to be hosted by President Donald Trump. Speculation continues to mount that EPA will announce its biofuel blending rule today before or during the White House event. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit Monday that the renewable volume obligation rule would be out by the end of the month. With the House and the Senate scheduled for a two-week recess starting Monday, even as major ag priorities remain unfinished, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa tells AgriPulse she'd like Trump to push for a bill to allow year-round sales of higher corn ethanol fuel blends, or E15. A House counsel working to come up with an E15 framework has been stuck and missed a self-imposed deadline last month. The failure to reach an agreement follows Trump's calling for Congress in late January to move swiftly on the ethanol legislation. The main sticking point is division within the oil refining industry on what a bill should look like. Lawmakers with small and mid-sized refineries in their districts, quote, need to get on board, Ernst says. They need to work with us on this. E15 would drop the cost of fuel immediately. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, President Trump said, quote, we'll be announcing a variety of steps taken to support American farmers. We love the farmers. We gave them $12 billion out of tariff money. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkins & Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Authorities have fully contained the Moro fire that burned over 642,000 acres in Nebraska, but now must address new, smaller fires that have emerged. The Ashby Fire and the Minor Fire are now burning in West Nebraska's Grant County. According to Watch Duty, the Ashby Fire has so far burned over 34,000 acres. The minor fire, 15,000. According to IncentiveWeb, the federal tracker, the Morrill fire is fully contained. The Cottonwood fire, which has burned through 129,000 acres, 98% contained as of yesterday, according to Watch Duty. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen on yesterday declared emergencies in counties where fires have taken place, as well as an executive order waiving hours of service restrictions and adjusting maximum load and weight limits for livestock feed haulers. The U.S.-European Union Trade Pact has cleared another hurdle. That after the European Parliament agreed to it with some adjustments, the deal reached last summer will only be enacted if the U.S. keeps its commitments to cap EU tariffs for most goods at 15%. The EU can also hike duties again if imports for a specific good surge. In addition, the deal would sunset in 2028 unless extended. The European Council still must approve the deal, but the chair of the Parliamentary Committee on International Trade, Bernd Lange, is optimistic it will be ratified with the amendments. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that around 80% of farmers have prepaid fertilizer, insulating them from recent price shocks. Analysts and growers say that figure tracks with what they're seeing. I have roughly 20% of my operation that I normally don't fertilize till April, and I've not purchased that, former National Corn Growers Association President Dee Vaughn said during an AgriPulse webinar yesterday. I know a lot of neighbors are in the same situation, if not more. Similarly, South Dakota Corn Executive Director Danita Murray says she has concerns that around 1 in 4 corn acres could be affected by a shortfall of fertilizer. North Dakota State University shared early findings with AgriPulse from a survey researchers carried out among growers in the state. Economist Sean Arda said more than 60% of respondents had already secured about 75% of their nitrogen fertilizer needs before March 1. Meanwhile, 22% had bought less than a fourth of their fertilizer needs. Overall, around half of respondents said they had some spring fertilizer purchases still to make. North Dakota is likely one of the more affected states as well, Arda noted. A lot of the southern guys, they're already planting stuff, and so they would have brought their fertilizer earlier, he said. Here's today's final word. I would love for the president to come out at the Great American Agriculture Celebration and say, hey, all of you senators and House members need to get that E-15 bill to my desk now. That Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa commenting on what she'd like President Donald Trump to say at the event at the White House today. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, March 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.